Today's daf is Ksubas daf Lamed, and we are on Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are discussing who is the Mishnah like and who is the Mishnah not like. So we started off by saying Vala Afuke Mehay Tana. The Mishnah is against the following Tana, Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, who hold that there has to be a certain status of a woman in order for there to be a Knas. Shimon HaTimni Darshan the Pasek Isha Valosia Isha Isha Shiyishbo Havaya, meaning there is Pashas, that means there is Tfisas Kiddushin, and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says Isha Ruya Lakaima, not only Tfisas Kiddushin, but a woman who is Muteres to stay married to the husband, right? So those are the two Deis. So our Mishnah seems to be against that, because in our Mishnah, even in a case of Chayvei Krisus, even in other cases of Chayvei Lavin, there is a Knas. That's why the Gemara said our Mishnah is against those opinions of Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Then the question is, what's the nafkamina between Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni? Their drushes are similar, Yesh Bahavaya and Isha Ru'i Lakaima. So we started to go through possible nafkaminas. So the first ones we said were ones from the Mishnah, Mamzeres and Nesina. Mamzeres and Nesina, they're Chayvei Lavin. So there's Yesh Bahavaya, but it's not Ru'i Lakaima. That's suggestion number one. Parenthetically, that line is what one of the Raya's Tosfos on Amud Aleph yesterday brought against Rashi to prove that he thinks Nesina is an Isser Daraisa of Los Ischatin Bam. Because after all, why is it always grouped with Mamzeres? So Rashi would just answer that it's just like Grusha and Chalutza. Which one is Daraisa, one is Darabanan? And we still put them together. So that was suggestion number one. But then we said, what about according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Chayvei Lavin, also do not have Tfisas Kiddushin? So then, Chayvei Lavin are both Ein Ruya L'Kaima and Ein Bo Havaya. So, within the world of Rabbi Akiva, is there a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni? That's the sugya that we are in the middle of right now. So the first suggestion we had within Rabbi Akiva was based on Rav Simoi. Rav Simoi says, Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Almana L'Kohen Gadol is a unique Isser, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva would say there is Tfisas Kiddushin there. Why? Because there's a special pasuk in the Torah that says Mamzerim are not created from that union, only Chalalim. And if Chalalim are created, so that's a reflection of Tfisas Kiddushin. That's what we said all the way at the end of the shir from Rabbi Elchanan, that they both come from the same point of Mechayev, point of definition, Tfisas Kiddushin Mamzerus, Tfisas Kiddushin and no Mamzerus. So maybe that's a nafkamina. The Amana L'Kohen Gadol, it is a Ru'uya L'Kaima, but there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Fine. So now we're up to the next line of the Gemara. Again, with still within Rabbi Akiva, because what we're about to see, if you remember back from Maseches Yevamos, where Rabbi Akiva came up, there are different versions of Rabbi Akiva. How far did Rabbi Akiva go in terms of expanding what are the cases that create Mamzeris? So he definitely expands. The question is, how far does he go? So far, we just said, well, maybe he includes Chayvei Lavin, but Amar L'Kohen Gadol, not. So now, says the Gemara, four lines up, Ula Rabbi Yeshevav de Amar, according to Rabbi Yeshevav, who says, Bo'u v'nitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef, let's scream at Rabbi Akiva, Shehaya Omer, Kol She'en lo bia b'Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. He, Rabbi Yeshevav, said, he was very upset at Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva brought in so many more cases of Mamzerim in the Halacha. Why, he said, and what's his Lashon? Kol She'en lo bia b'Yisrael, whoever is not allowed to have bia. Meaning, this would include Alman al-Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Yeshevav's version of Rabbi Akiva, even Alman al-Kohen Gadol would not have Tfisas Kiddushin. He does not hold of Rav Simai. He doesn't hold of the drasha of Chilulin ho'oseh, ve'ena oseh mamzerin. So according to that version, then we're back to the question, my binayhu, we're back to the question of what's the nafkamina between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Because in both of them, you would not have a knas. It's Ein Bo Havaya, because Rabbi Yeshevav says that Rabbi Akiva includes the case of Alman al-Kohen Gadol, and also Ein Ruya L'Kaima. So we're back to the question of what's the nafkamina. Who would say there is a knas and there is no knas? If you look at the Gra has one line where he says, it's an unusual lashon of, let's scream at Rabbi Akiva. Now usually that's there's a machlokas. One says Asr, one says Mutter. Right? One says this, one says that. Usually they don't say, let's scream at Rabbi Akiva for doing what he did. He did what he did not because he had anything against Klal Yisrael, right? But after all, he was the one that said, V'yatol Recha Kamocha. Right? We're not being choshed that there's anything that Rabbi Akiva is doing that is wrong. That's how we understood the drashas. That's how we understood the halacha. But still, that's the lashon. So says the Gra, though, it's a little unusual. So he says, maybe the emphasis is, it's quoted in Penina Mishulchan Agra, Veheshiv, Kiva daha halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, v'lo mechaveirov. We had this about Rebbe a couple of days ago. We possibly like Rebbe Akiva when he has an argument against one other person. We don't possibly like Rebbe Akiva when he's against a rabbin. So maybe that's the emphasis. Al kein amar Rebbe Yeshevav, bo v'nitzaveyach, lashon rabbin. The emphasis is to make sure everyone realizes that we are the rabbin, so that, kedei shalote halacha kamoso, so that we realize that we don't possibly like Rebbe Akiva. Bo v'nitzaveyach, that's Rebbe Yeshevav says, it's not just me talking. Right, it's the Rabbim talking, and that's why we have to make sure that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's the lashon of bo v'nitzaveach. But again, Rabbi Akiva says what he says based on how he understands the halacha. So back to the question. So what is the nafkamina then? If even Alman al-Kohen Gadol, according to everybody within Rabbi Akiva's world, would not get a knas. So Ika Beinayu, let's try the next one. Chai ve'asei mitzri va'adomi. What is that? We know there are certain nations that are never allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, and that is what we said yesterday. Just to clarify, I was asked after the shiur, Ammon and Moab. They could become Jewish, but you're not allowed to marry them. Right? Ammoni and Moavi, the women are allowed. Women are allowed, as we know. Rus and Amma come from Ammon and Moab in the female side. But Misri Va'adomi, we know, third generation. Banim Asher Yevodu Dor Shlishi. Yavola Bikal Hashem, right? Anything after the three generations, then they can marry, right? A Mitzri Rishon can marry a Mitzris Rishona, or a Shnia, right? The way to Machlokes, what does it go by? Does it go by the father, meaning the child? Does it go by the father? Does it go by the mother? Does it go by the worst one? That was a discussion in the Tanaim. So, the suggestion here is Chai Ve'asei Mitzri Va'adomi. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would agree in these cases that there is no Mamzeris. It is Eina Re'uya L'kaima, because it's still living in sin, it's Aser, it's an Isarasei, but it maybe it wouldn't be included in the Chai Ve'lavin, it's not included in the Itfisas Kedushin of Rabbi Akiva. That is our suggestion. It's a Lav Haba Mechlal Asei. Good, that's the answer, that's the Nafkamina between Shibra Timi and Rav Shimon ben Manasya. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Hanicha L'Rav Yeshevav. It would work. This suggestion of Chai Ve'asei Mitzri Va'adomi would work. If Rav Yeshevav, Ila Afuke Mitaimad Rav Simoi Kasi Shapir. If Rav Yeshevav, who we just quoted, his statement was in response to the previous Rav Simoi statement, then this would work. Meaning Rav Simoi says, the Rabbi Akiva does not include Amon HaKohen Gadol, and Rav Yeshevav says, oh yes, he does. So then this could be a nafkamina because nothing more is included. Meaning Chai Ve'asei, Mitzri Va'adomi would be excluded, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So then that would work. Ela itayma denafshe ka'amar. But if Rabbi Yeshevav was just an independent statement, not just adding on to what Rav Simoi said, and if you read his independent statement, it sounds very inclusive. Anyone who does not have Bia B'Yisrael, anyone who is usher to marry, that's it. So if you say that, ela itayma denafshe ka'amar, but if you say he's just making his own independent statement, kol she'ein lo Bia B'Yisrael avlad mamzer, so maybe Nayus, then even Chai Ve'asei would be included in that, if he's making an independent statement. So again, we're stuck. That what's the nafkamina between this machlokas, between the Reb Shimons, according to, within the world of Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answers, one last try, Ika Binayu, Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Maybe the nafkamina is a Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. We know a Kohen Gadol, besides the Isurim that he has, the extra Isurim, not only Grusha, but Almana, but he also has a Mitzvah Zaseh to marry a Besula, marry a Besula, a Nara Besula. So that, maybe that's, if a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anes a Be'ula. That's the case that there's a nafkamina about the Knas. Why? Why is that a case? According to the Mandamer that says, Yeshbo, Re'uya L'Kaima, it's not Re'uya L'Kaima, but Yesh Ve'Avaya, it would be, it would have Tfisas Kiddushin, because even Rabbi Akiva would agree in that case that this is an exception to the rule. Why is this difference in the Mitzri Va'adomi case? They're both assays. Why is there a difference? Why would Rabbi Akiva agree here? Says the Gemara, Umayishna, the Havilei Assay, She'eno Shaveh Bakol. It is an assay that doesn't apply to everybody. And we've mentioned, a state that doesn't apply to everybody, it's not so prevalent, it's not so relevant, so it's not as chamur. It's not as chamur, that's just the more an Isser applies to Klal Yisrael, the more that we would say it is usser, and in the worlds of Asi Dechalosa say it's more chamur, etc. So that's the nafkamina, that is the maskana. Interesting, what's the case of Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol? So it has to be usser, someone who is usser to the Kohen Gadol, Be'ula, but we're talking about a Na'ara Be'ula. What exactly is the case here? The question is, Rashi says here, V'yim Tomar, Rashi says, Mu'ula l'kohen gadol. Let's read the Rashi. She'ein ba'lav da almanus v'gerishin. Ela asei de besula yikach v'lo be'ula. Right? The case is, there's no iser. I have a case where there's no los asei. There's no iser asei of almana and grusha. But an asei of besula. But she is a be'ula. So what's the case exactly? She has to be a be'ula because she has to, but we also paskin that we said yesterday, when do you pay a knas? Only if a girl is a psula. So how could you have a case of a na'ara that the Kohen Gadol is going to be chayv a knas on that is an isser of him marrying a be'ula the Kohen Gadol? Right? It's a little difficult. Be'ula the Kohen Gadol, but she has to be a psula. So Rashi says, be a shalokadarka. Be'ula shalokadarka airi. That's enough. Meaning the woman had a be'ia not in the normal way, and that is enough to create her, to give her the status of a be'ula regarding Kohen Gadol, but she still is a besula regarding the chiyuv of knas. That's what, right, you have to give a case like that, because otherwise, if it's a regular be'ula, then she's not going to be chayv a knas. Regular be'ula of the Kohen Gadol. So that's to be a case of bia shalo kedarka. That is what Rashi says. Tosos gives a different shot. Tosos, in Dibur Maskil Ika, Pierce Bakuchis Beula Shloka Darka Vakasha. And Tosva says, I don't know if I like that. Right? Tosva says, once she's Bia Shloka Darka, then who says she's enough to get a knas? Right? How could you have such a distinction? And I don't know, other problems. Vakasha, the Pukter may have Rebbe Lazar, Kiva Perakabal Yavimto. Right, he quotes, Kshira L'Kohen Gadol, Avilu Meimar, right, according to Rabbi Meir, it might not work that this woman is Kshira L'Kohen Gadol. She's not called a Beula. So Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, Tahacha lo mairi bibeula me'acher, ela b'kohen gadol, she'anas psula gemura. The Kohen Gadol, this is Anusas Kohen Gadol. He was with this woman before. Me'acher ela b'kohen gadol, she'anas psula gemura. Ve'lo chashiva ru'uya l'kaima. And that's not ru'uya l'kaima. What do you mean? He was the one. When the Kohen Gadol could get married, once a Kohen Gadol gets married, then his wife is not a Psula anymore, but he can't live with her. Now she's a Be'ula Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says there in Yevamis that that's usually not a problem. Afa gabda amar baba yevimto, anusas atzmo, umefutas atzmo, lo yisav im nasa nasui. If it's an anusas, umefutas atzmo, he could stay married. But here, because lechadchila, lo yisa, so it's not called Re'uya Lekaima. Even though, again, when a Kohen Gadol gets married, he can always stay married, but, and even by an Anusas Atzmo. But what if he was Ma'anis a woman? What if he was Mefate a woman? So, in that case, is that called a Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol? L'Chadchila, yes. B'di'evet, he was the one that made her into a Be'ula. So, if they get married, B'di'evet, they can stay married, but because L'Chadchila, they shouldn't get married, they're not allowed to get married, that's enough to be called Eina Ru'uya L'Kaima. And that's what Tosfos says is the case here. Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly is the case? Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks a question which he does not answer, just to note the question. The later Achronim try to answer it, and that is, what about, we know there's a principle in the beginning of Maseches Temura, discussed at length, of Kol Milsa David Marachman Alo Sevid, Iavid Mahani, Iavid Lo Mahani. If I try to do something, and the Torah says it's Asur, it shouldn't have an effect. Shouldn't have an effect. That's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. If I try to do something, yavid mahani, yavid lo mahani. So for example, I try to marry my sister. The Torah says that's usur. So you know what? It's meaningless if I try to do it. Yavid lo mahani. Right? It does not work. But on the other hand, there are examples of it does work even though it's usur for me to do. A Kohen marries a Grusha. Does that work? Yes, it works. Is it usur? It's usur. So what's the rule and what's the exception? So the Gemara there, the first two, three blot, go through all the cases, you know, when you try to do something. And throughout Shas, if there's ever a case where I accomplish something through an Aveira, the Achronim ask, Yavad Mahani, Yavad Lo Mahani. One of the big discussions is on the Mishnah Maseches Chulin, where the Gemara says there, if somebody shechs on Shabbos, Shchitaso Ksheira, he's Chayiv Misa. I do shchita on Shabbos. I violated one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. I'm chayiv misa, but the shchita is kshera. Asks the Vel, asks Tosfos and the Ran and all the Rishon. Right? Why? Why should that work? Right? Yavid, Loma, it shouldn't say it's a good shchita. And then the Rishonim also ask, he's a mumar, right? So if he's a shchita's mumar, it should be psula. But the Achronim there asks, here too, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, why don't we say Yavid Lomahani? It doesn't work. So again, interestingly, in the Hashkafic realm, we also have this discussion. In the Hashkafic realm, the Gemara in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Daled, fascinating discussion there. The Mishnah says there that the Chachamim Sheberomi, I forgot the exact Lashon, it wasn't the Chachamim, they asked the Chachamim. The philosophers in Romi asked the rabbis, if God hates Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he destroy them? That's what he says. So the Chachamim answer, if people just worship things that the world doesn't need, then fine, God could zap them. But they worship the sun and the moon and the stars. So then they say back, okay, so let him destroy the things that the world doesn't need, and let him keep the things that the world does need. So the Chachamim say, no, that would be worse, because then people would think that, oh, my Avodah Zarah didn't get destroyed. I'm the sun and the moon and the stars. So those are obviously stronger than God, Chas v'Shalom. So that's what the Chachamim answer. And then they keep, badgering the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, God doesn't change the world because of a couple of fools. God changed the world, created the world, Olam Kibin Ago No Hague, and Asid Lite Nesadin. And in the future, that will, they'll have to stand the judgment. But then the Brisa there adds, if somebody steals grain and plants it, it shouldn't grow into anything. It's stolen. If somebody is with an Ashes Ish, they shouldn't be able to have a baby. Right? Because they're doing something usur. Right? Why should there be a natural result of all these activities? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change the world because of a bunch of avaryanim and fools, and olam kimin hago no heg, and asid litei nesadin, says the Gemara. God doesn't change, even though he did something wrong. So that's in the hashmur, the hashkafic realm. But this is in the halachic realm. If you try to do something, does it work or not? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha on our Gemara. Kashali on this nafkamina of Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Amai yesh havaya be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Right, this is the only one that Rabbi Akiva agrees to. Why? Why is there tfisas kiddushin? Lema, or neima, i'avid lo mahani, kidabarchina bitmura al almana L'Kohen Gadol. Just like the Gemara asked it by almana L'Kohen Gadol. Ramachlokas Abai and Rava, so why don't you ask it by Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol? And be Ein Lomer, and don't say, oh, this is an assay, and that's a los assay. Because the Gemara there also asks from other assays. For example, Tori Min Harah LaYafeh, let's say I give bad truma. I give inferior truma. That's an Isser assay. I'm supposed to give good, high-level truma. It's also a Lav Avo Bechal assay. So he goes through it, he does not answer. He ends up, it's Sarach Talmud. Does not know why, in this case, we would say that why the Gemara does not deal with this problem of, you're doing something wrong, you should say, halachically it doesn't work. Again, that principle only applies, Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, only applies where there is a halachic reality that is being created. It's not going to apply in a case where there is a lemaisa event that is occurring. Meaning, if I take milk and pour it into your hot chicken soup, we're not going to say, Yavid Lo Mahani, it's not treif. Of course it's treif. That's a reality. Right? It doesn't apply by realities. If I kill your animal without shechting it, we're not going to say, oh, it's not a nevela. No, it's only by halachic realities, by marriage, by divorce, by this case, tfisas kiddushin. That's a halachic reality. Right? Or I bow down to your item. Right? Does it become usur because of Avodah Zarah? That's a halachic reality. Ein adam usur davar she'eino shelo. That we could say. You can't say Ein Adam Osa Davar Sheino Shelo where there's Basa B'Chalav. But I can't, so sometimes it's not clear. Is it a halachic reality or is it a physical reality? For example, Kilei HaKarem. You have vines and you have Tevua. And then I bring them over each other and I mix them up together. So did I just create Kilei HaKarem in your field? So we know, no, because it has to be Nichalacha to the Bailam and it has to grow a certain amount after it's Nichab. So that's where Rabbi Chanan has a discussion of this in Siman Ayin Vav in Kovetz Ha'aretz, halachic realities versus lamaisa realities. In a case where a person creates something, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates it, so to speak. Right, that might be the difference. We discussed this also in the past between Gerushin and Kiddushin versus Chalitza. Right, on Nafkamina, do you require a Dekiyum? Chalitza might just be a physical reality that's done, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounces the Heter. Mashenkein, by Kiddushin and Gerushin, I am the Poel HaChalos. I am the one that is in charge. But either way, this is a big discussion, but this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. On this Gemara, he's just bothered why the Gemara and the Gemara Tmura and the Gemara here does not ask that question of Yavid Lo Mahani. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Chisda, one last line. Hakol Modim Babal Anida Shemishalim Knas. Everybody agrees that if a person is Ma'anes a Nida, there is a Knas there, even though that was an Isser Kares. There is a Knas there. Lamanda Amar Yeshba Havaya Hanami Yeshba Havaya. There is Tfisas Kiddushin with a Nida. Lamanda Amar Ruya Lakaima Hanami Ruya Lakaima. And according to the Manavar, said Ruya Lakaima, Ruya Lakaima, you're allowed to stay married, even though she was a Nida at the time of Kiddushin. What's the Chiddush of this line? Says the Ritva, without naming names, says the Ritva, well, according to the opinion that says you can't have Nisuin with a Nida. That's the Chiddush, that there is Kiddushin. And that, of course, is the Sheet of the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is the one that says Chuppas Nida. What is Chuppa? The Rambam that says it means Yichud and Roy Labia. So therefore, according to him, the Ritva says, that's the Chiddush of this line. Kiddush, the Rambam agrees you can be Mekadesh Anida, you just can't be Nosei Anida. Right? Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishus. So the Ritva says, that's the Chiddush according to this line. Afilu Tema Denida Lochazi Lachupa, Mikomakom Kiddushin Tovsin Ba, Ureuyi Hilakaima Kishetitar, Vikolshakin Lamayat Taparishna, and surely, according to what I wrote in the first Perek, according to Rov Rishonim, that chuppah is not nida. There are six other opinions that we've shown him what chuppah is, knisa l'shuscha, makam ha-miyuchad, sheva brachas, and all the other opinions. Okay, this was all section one of the Gemara. What the Gemara say? Our Mishnah is against Reb Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni. Fine. So now we're up to the next section. Now we get into hardcore Eilun Aris. V'lafuke midrim nechunya ben Akana. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's opinion. Who's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana? Detanya. The Braisa says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya oses Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana treats Yom Kippur like Shabbos for tashlumin. What does that mean? Yom Kippur is not skila. Yom Kippur is kares. So this is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana shita. He applies the principle of kimle b'derabamine, that if you're chayiv kares and mamon at the same time, you're only chayav kares, you're not chayav mamon. So that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has many cases of krisus and says you are chayav knas. So our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chudi ben Akana. What does he say? Ma Shabbos mischayav benafsho upatim ben atashlumin, af yom ha-kipurim mischayav benafsho upatim ben atashlumin. Just like Shabbos is chayav benafsho bidei shamayim. Right? I'm sorry, Shabbos is Bidei Adam. It's Skila and your Pater. So too Yom HaKippurim. That is the Shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. My Taimad Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. What is the source for Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana? And we're going to have a Machlokas. So Machlokas Amoraim between Abaye and Rava. What is the source? And there's going to be a big Nafgamina between those two. Because one is going to bring, just to foreshadow, one's going to bring a source of a pasuk talking about kares, one's going to bring a source about a pasuk that is even more inclusive than kares. And a nafkamina is going to be, what about misa b'dei shamayim? Does Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana even say kimle b'drabamine by misa b'dei shamayim, or only by kares? That's going to be the nafkamina. But those are the two sources right here. And as we get into kimle, keep in mind the different approaches. We alluded to this yesterday, but just to get them on the table here, the different approaches that we could have to Kimlei, and maybe it's even rooted in the two different sources in the Torah for Kimlei B'Dramimine. Should I mention them now? Two different sources. One is in Kiseitse, Kidei Rishaso, Risha Achas, Ata Machaivo, Vieta Machaivo, Mishum Shtei Rishayos, only one punishment and not two. And the other source is in Parshas Mishpatim, which we're about to quote, Hashem by Tamei Vlados, right? They're talking about two people fighting. If they, one of them hits a pregnant woman and she loses her babies, he has to pay. But only if the woman doesn't die. If the woman dies, then he does not have to pay for the Vlados. Those are the two sources in Shas for Kim, in the Torah for Kimlei Bidderabi Minei. A major nafgamina. Major nafgamina, again, we can mention this on any of the dafim, but just to mention it now, in a machlokas, in the Rishonim is there a chiyuv lasseis yidei shamayim to pay the money, even if it was kimlaid, even though there was this maisa, let's say the guy's alive, it was chayiv misa shogigin, as we said. You did it for shogigin, but you're still going to be pater. Should you pay the money? Let's say I did a chiyuv misa, a mamon, while there was a chiyuv misa. Is there a chiyuv lasseis yidei shamayim? A, that also goes along with, what about tfisa? What if the victim takes the money? Could he keep it or not? Both of those are related. Is there still a conceptual chiyuv that is not collectible, or is there no chiyuv at all? That's a question, and you might be mechalik between different types of cases, but that is a discussion here and elsewhere. Chabad the Ksos discusses this in Simen Chavches, quoting the Marshal. The Marshal is the one that discusses this. The Marshal in Baba Kama, in Perek HaKones, says that he thinks, by Kimlei B'Derabi Minei, there is a Chiyuv. There is a full-fledged Chiyuv Mamon, but it's not collectible. And therefore, Tfisa should work, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Laseisi De Shamayim. That's the Marshal. Hasvar Notenes, Itafas Lo Mafkina Minei, Da Sof Sof Chayavu. Right, that is the Yamshel Shlomo's Shita, and it's much discussed. Anyway, let's get back to our discussion, and we'll touch on Kimlei Bez Hashem throughout the next couple of days. So Rechim Ben Akana says Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So Amar Abba, my time with Rechim Ben Akana, what's his source? Amar Abaya, number one, Nemar Asom Midei Adam, Nemar Asom Midei Shamayim. It says the word Ason, some type of tragedy, some type of difficult case. It talks about Ason Bidei Adam, that's by the case I just mentioned, Demei Vlados. Right? Somebody punches a pregnant woman. V'nomar Ason Bidei Shamayim. And it talks about Ason Bidei Shamayim. When Yaakov Avinu warns his children, but I don't want to give you Binyamin because maybe there's going to be an Ason on the Derech. So what's he talking about there? Bidei Shamayim. He's worried about Ason. So we compare Ason Ason, Ma Ason Ha'amur Bidei Adam, Pater Minat Hashlumin, Af Ason Ha'amur Bidei Shamayim, Pater Minat Hashlumin. Fine. That's the first source for Bechini Min Akana. Comparing Ason Ason. Says the Gemara, Maskev lo Rav Ada bar Ava, Mimai dechi kam mazhir lohu Yaakov lebanei, Altsinim upachim di bidei shamayim ninhu. How do we know that when Yaakov gave warning to the Shvatim, he was warning them about bidei shamayim issues? Like sinim and upachim, what does that mean? Cold and hot. Getting a chill, getting a fever from the external forces. How do you know that the Ason in that pasuk is referring to Bidei Shamayim? That case. Dilma al Aryeh v'Ganvi. Maybe he was warning them against lions and Ganavim to Bidei Adam Ninu, which is Bidei Adam. And then the whole drasha, the whole Gzeirah Shavah falls away. Because they're both about Bidei Adam. So how do you know Yaakov was warning them about Bidei Shamayim. So the Gemara answers, Atu Yaakov, aha azir, aha lo azir. Yaakov akomi li azir. Yaakov is warning them against everything. So included in that is Bidei Shamayim. So a good father, he's worried about everything that might happen. So that's why the drasha is still okay. What's the svaro? What's the machlokas here? The first opinion says, oh, what was he warning him about? And the answer is, oh, he's warning him about everything. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, Yehuda accepted Arvos here. Anochi Erevenu. So the first opinion says, well, what could Yehuda guarantee? Yehuda cannot guarantee Ason Bidei Shamayim. That's out of his control. So that's why the opinion of the Gemara says, obviously, what was he warning him against? He was obviously warning him only Bidei Adam. Because that's what's in Yehuda's control to cover. But Bidei Shamayim, he can't. So that's the Svara of let me just find the line. He says, nearly Drav Ada Bar Ava Savar Demistama Loya Mazir Labanav Bimilsa Bidei Shamayim. And Yaakov wasn't warning him about that either. To Im Kane, Hekibel Yehuda Arbus, Bidavar Sheda Biyado. El Al Karchov to Lo Ichbas Lili Yaakov, Bibidi Dibidei Shamayim. To call Akolas Bala Adam, Akol Nigza Barosh Hashanah. because that's out of control. He can't be asking that, and Yehuda can't be accepting that. Because that's Shchiyah Chazeka. And then he says, but Yehuda was Makabal Arvus. And what about the second opinion of the Gemara? He accepted everything. So the Medrash even says, Yehuda Gavar Be'achava Amar, Ibipnei Arayas Velistim, Yochadi Latzilo. And Vahamet, here it is, Vahamet Tarets, the Mishani, accepted everything. Savar, the Be'emes Yehuda Ne'ena Shalkach. He accepted, he said, if I don't do it, then I'm going to be nisnade and olamazeh, olamabah. So maybe Yehuda was held accountable a little bit by saying, I'm going to cover everything. You can't cover everything. You can't cover what's out of your control. But that was maybe what was behind this conversation between Yehuda and Yaakov. Good. So says the Gemara. So we have a Gzeirah Shavah. So just though, parenthetically, the Gemara says, the Gemara, just suggestion, how could he be in charge of Tzidim Upachim? Right? Isn't that out of his control? So Gemara is about to say, isn't the opposite true? Tzidim Upachim, Bidei Shemayim Ninu? What do you mean? Getting a cold is out of your control? Bidei Shemayim? Tanya, but didn't we learn in the Braisa? Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Tzidim Upachim. You put on a coat when you go outside, so you don't get cold, you don't get sick. That's in your control. Everything is Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Tzidim Upachim. Right, Tzidim Upachim is out of your control. I'm sorry, that is in your control. Put on a coat, Shneemar, as Shlomo HaMelech said, Tzidim Upachim Ederech Ikesh, Shomer Nasho Yerchach Mehem. Right, that's in your control not to get sick. The Mesulsi Sharm uses this in Perek Tes to explain how, you know, this applies in the spiritual realm too. You have control not to get sick. You gotta put on a spiritual coat. You gotta take precautions. Right, so you have to, make sure that we don't do something that is inappropriate. Tosfos, of course, says, Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz b'sidim upachim. Tosfos says, V'had amrino didn't learn in Shabbos, lo'olam al yamud adam b'makam sakana, alma yachol l'shmar atzmo min ha-peranis. But what do you mean? Doesn't it say, besides cold and hot, a person can protect themselves? V'chein kir natui, a leaning wall, dosu labertachtov, meaning you can't put yourself into a dangerous situation, so that's in your control. So Tosfos says, you're right. Hasam over there min pshapshia yachol lishmar atzmo. Da'avadai shem biyado lahamis atzmo. Obviously, a person can kill themselves, right? We don't say, oh, it's out of your control. Aval kishemivin alav in hashamayim ba'ones iaf shalol lishmar. It just means anything else that is not because of your negligence, but it's just that, you know, you found yourself in a certain situation, Rachmanu Litzlan, which is totally out of your control. So that's what the Gemara is referring to. Not in cases of your negligence. Of course, that's in your control. Aval tzidim upachim le'olam al yavo alav ba'ones im rotza lihizahir. But in terms of basic tzidim upachim, the common cold, you might call it, so that if a person takes precautions, they don't have somebody sneeze on them, they don't go outside without the proper layers, so that is in one's control. Rabbi Chanan here says, in the Kovetz Ha'aretz in the back, he has about 5 pages on Dugmaos Lebiurei Agados. Biurei Agados, a little Agadata, at the end of Kovetz Ha'aretz. So there, he says, on this line of Tosis, Umashakasav Devade Biyado Lohamis Atzmo. Says the Rebbe Chanan, this does not mean lule divreim haya efshar lomar dein shum chiluk bein atzmo la'acher. I know why Tosis focuses on lahamis atzmo. De kemoshi im biyacholto larog adam acher ela imke nigzar al ploni sheyehareg hachanami ein biyado lahamis as atzmo ela imke nigzar alav sheyehareg. Whenever a person goes Rachmanu Litzlan, that's exactly the moment, says Rebbe Chanan, that he was nigzar to go. Right, whether it's himself or somebody else, Rachmanu Litzlan, and he quotes that from other sources. But still, if the person didn't do it to himself, it would have been a different way of occurring, which is again a big hashkafic philosophical discussion that we've had. Remember that Orachaim HaKadosh that we've discussed in Parshas Vayeshev. Why the brothers say, oh, we're not going to kill him, we're going to throw him into the pit. Right, that was killing him, there were snakes and scorpions there. So, we learned in Yevamos, if you saw somebody fall into a pit of snakes, you're allowed to testify that he's dead. So, the Arachayim says, oh no, but animals will never kill a person before his time. But a person can. So it's a little against this Rebbe Chanan. But again, that's related to this Tosfos. The end of the Tosfos, the last two lines of Tosfos, quotes maybe the other question that you're thinking about, and that is, what about the Gemara Brachas we know? Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz v'yira shamayim. How does that fit into this line of Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz v'sinim upachim? Not as exciting of a line. So Tosfos says, it's talking about two different things. Over there, we're talking about midos. Talking about midos. Hakobad Shemayim, meaning your physical personality, DNA makeup is out of your control. There are different type personalities. So that's out of my control. I could channel it, but that's out of my control. But Yirat Shemayim, that means, what do I do with my physical makeup that Hashem gave me? That's in my control. Here we're talking about external forces going on in one's life. So, Mo'oros HaBo'os Al HaAdam. So there's a big difference, but that's the line here about Kobedei Shemayim, Chutz Bitzinim U'Pachim. Okay. So the Gemara says, that is in your control. And then we ask the other way. Visu, Arye V'Ganvi Bidei Adam Ninu. Lions and Ganavim, are they in your control? V'Yamar of Yosef, V'Chein Tani Rabbi Chiya, they're also out of your control. So the Gemara says, this is a very important philosophical Gemara, these 15 lines. We don't have time to go through it more in depth, but it goes on the list of what's in your control in life and what is not. So the Gemara says, "Miyom shachar beis hamidrash, from the day that the beis hamidrash was destroyed, af al pisha batlu sanhedrin arba misos lo batlu. Even though we don't have a sanhedrin anymore, but we still have the dalan misos." Says the Gemara, "Lo batlu ha batlu. What do you mean? No, we don't. When was the last time you read in the newspaper that somebody was nigmar hadin la misa?" Tosis, just before we turn the page, Tosis notes that this doesn't mean dafka at the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It could be 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Already it stopped. The Sanhedrin already left and went into a different area 40 years before. So it means around that time. Around that time. Lo batel, lo batelu. Was batel. So the Gemara says, Ella din arba misas lo batelu. It means that the din, the reality of dalad misas, was not batel. Meaning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. Misha eschayiv skila. Anyone who was chay of skila, gets a little kiyum of skila, nofilman agag, falls off a roof, which is the first stage of skila, chay adursaso, or gets trampled, right, which is what happens afterwards, mi komishin is chay of srefa, nofil bedeleka, nachash bachisho, a fire, or gets bit by a snake, which is burning inside, omishin is chay of hariga, nimsar lamalchus, listim boin alav, because those are usually entail, hereg, beheading, omishin is chay of chanek, tovea benoro, meis bisrunchi. Right, so there are dinar b'misos. So says the Gemara, Arye v'ganvi? So who says that's bidei adam? That's bidei shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. So what does that mean? So the Gemara answers, you're right, fine. Ela eifuch, Arye v'ganvi bidei shamayim, tzinim upachim bidei adam. Ask Tosfos. Again, these are all philosophically challenging questions. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean dinar b'misos lo batlu? We see many avaryanim that live a wonderful life and die in their bed. Right? What do you mean, din arba misos lo batlu? So Tosfos says, you're right, not everyone. It means there are those that Hashem wants to give kapara in this world to be able to not have them suffer in the next world. But there are people, plenty of people, says Tosfos right here, that, you know, Hashem's saving it for the next world. V'yesh lomar, al yedei tshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekel, ulefamim mochel lagamre, oschus tololo, ve'edo nifra mimenu b'chayav. He's not going to pay him back right now. That's Tosfos. The Ritva says what I just said. Tosfos says that sometimes tshuva, there are a lot of things that you don't know from behind the scenes, other schuyos. The Ritva says, Pirish, v'yesh lomar, de dilma lo hayanidon el osa aveira b'olam hazeh, el aveira acheres. And then he quotes that in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. Bosa Shenolim Dina Bolam Hazeh. Ki Bevada Yish Kama Rotzchim Umushumadim Shemesim B'Shalva V'Hashket Shenidonim Ba'Olam Haba V'Zeh Barer. That's clear that many Rishoyim out there, says the Ritva, don't get it in this world, but get it in the future. Fine, this is the Gemara. The Sefer Chassidim tells us in Tav Reish Ayin Ches, if someone, Rachmana L'Islan, knows that they're Chayiv Misa, they're Machal Shabbos B'Shogri, they're this, they're that, and then they're doing tshuva, part of their tshuva should be, or not even part, along with their tshuva should be, don't go put yourself into any of these situations. Because Din Arba Misas Lo Batlu. Misha Chayev Skila Lo Yelech B'Makam Chayos. Shouldn't go to the zoo. V'lo Agagos. Pen Yipo. U'misha Chata B'davar Shish Bo Chenek Lo Yerchotz B'Nahar. V'lo Yargal Atzmo B'Svina. V'chei Mikol Davar Yizoher B'Kayose Bazeh. Wow. That's the Sefer Chassidim in Tav Reish Ayin Ches. There is a question in the Achronim, the Gilyon Yashas here says, what about Malkus? Does that apply to Malkus too? Is there a substitute for Malkus? Are Yisurin a substitute for Malkus? Right, that's the discussion here in the Gilyon Yashas, and the Chashuk Yechemet also here discusses it. If somebody is getting Yisurin, should they try to think amongst themselves, oh, I must be Chayiv Malkus for something, and try to do tshuva for that? Or is, no, stop, it's not, we don't apply this principle to Malkus, and there's some other reason that Yisurin ba'in alav. Okay, weiter. So that was all Abaya with a little side tangent that we had. Abaya's source for Rabbi Chanina ben Hakana was Ason. Number two, Rava Amar, time of Rabbi Chanina ben Hakana mehacha. Different source from Rabbi Chanina ben Hakana. A kare source. Vimhalem yalimu am haaretz es einehem en ha'ishahu. If the people look away from this man, besitomi zaro lamolech, for somebody who is doing the Isra of Molech, giving his children to Avodah Zarah, machlokas rabam ramban, whether you actually kill the children, you burn them in front of the Avodah Zarah, or you just pass them through fire, to Machlokas Rishonim. Either way, it's an Isser Daraisa. So if somebody turns their back from that, the Samti, Ani es Panai bo Ishahu u'bemishpachto, I will turn my face, Hashem says, to that man and his family, the Hichrati Oso, and I will cut him off. So Molech is Misa, Bidei Adam. And in the same pasuk you have the word Kares mentioned, Vehechrati. So it's a Hekish. Amra Torah, Kari Shali Kemisa Shalachem. My Karis is like your Misa. We compare. Ma Misa Shalachem, Metapatim et Tashlumin. Just like Misa is Kimle Bedrabimine, Patim et Tashlumin, Av Karis, Shali Patim et Tashlumin, so too Karis. That's the second source from Nechunim and Akana, not Ason Ason, but the comparison in this passage between Kares and Misa. Asks the Gemara, Ma'ika bein Rava la'Abaya, Lamai nafkamina between Rava and Abaya, within how they interpret Reb Nechunya ben Akana, Ika beinayu zar sha'achal shruma. The nafkamina is a zar that eats shruma, meaning the Gemara could have given any example of a Misa b'dei Shamayim. Because Rava's source only is a source for Kares. Kares has Kimle according to Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Abaya's source is more inclusive. It's Ason Ason. So that includes Misa B'dei Shamayim. So a zar eating truma is one example of a Misa B'dei Shamayim. So according to Rava, Reb Nechunya ben Akana would not say Kimle by Zar Shachal Truma, and according to Abaya, he would, and he would pater Tashlumin. Fine. Peri Labaya pater Ularava Chayev. Again, every Tosfos here is jam-packed, lumdis. Tosfos says, even according to Abaya, that says he would pater here, that would only be by eating truma b'mezid. B'mezid, which has a misa b'dei shamayim. What about eating truma b'shogeg? So then, what's the halacha of Azari's truma b'shogeg? He has to pay Karen v'chomesh. Says Tosfos, that payment is not just the chi of mamon, but it's what we call a kapara payment. And kapara payments, says Tosfos, are not knocked out by Kimle b'drabimineh. That's another big discussion. Kimle knocks out Chiyuve Mamon. But what about Kapara? I want to get a Kapara. So what do you mean it's going to be knocked out? I want to get a Kapara. That's Tosas in the last couple of skinny lines. The shiny Shogeg, the Truma, Mishum de Tashlumin de Dei Kapara, the Lomamona. And that's possibly even why if the Kohen wants to be Mochel. What if the Kohen says, no, keep it? He can't be Mochel. Because I have to be mafreshit in order to get a kapara. Tosfos does continue. Again, every line here is jam-packed. Tosfos says, your kapara is enough by just doing the hafrasha. You don't have to have the nesina. That's enough. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. But you have to be mafreshit. But that's Tosfos' shita here, that if it's a payment of kapara, Kimle wouldn't apply, even according to the more inclusive shita of Kimle, like Reb Nechunya ben Hakana. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Ula Abaya Patur. 1 minute. According to Abaya, he would say Patur. Now we're getting to another Yesod of Kimle coming up. Ask the Gemara, Kimle has to be simultaneous. The Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mamon have to be exactly at the same moment. If the Chi of Mamon comes first, you're not going to pater the Chi of Mamon. So that's the Gemara's question here. What's the case of a Zar eating Chuma, which is simultaneous? The Amar Rabbi Chizda, Moder, Rabbi Chudya Menachana, Begonev Chel Boshel Chaveiro. The Achlo, if I steal somebody's Chelev, Chelev is an Isser Karis to eat. So if I steal somebody's Chelev, the Achlo, and I eat it, Shuchayev, I'm going to be Chayev Mamon. Why? Shekfardis Chayev Begeneva, Kodem Shebali, De Isser Chelev. Because I'm already Chayev in the Geneva before I ate the Chelev. I stole it. I'm chayiv mamon. I ate it, I'm chayiv kares. So alma, de me'idna da'ag be'kanye, from the moment that you picked it up, you were kona it, right? Kinyane geneva, mischayiv benafsha lo havia da'achile. And I'm not chayiv misa, I'm not chayiv kares until I eat it. So achanami here too, by the zar she'achal truma. Be'idna da'ag be'kanye, right when I picked up the truma, I was kona it, and I'm chayiv mamon, I'm chayiv for eating the truma, mischayiv benafsha lo havia da'achile, for taking the truma, mischayiv benafsha lo havia da'achile. And I'm not going to be chayiv kares until I eat it. So what's the case of simultaneity? That Abaya says within it, Rechonim Menachani, they're going to be putter. Meaning, we got to find a case of Zar Shachat Shuma that's simultaneous. Chiyav Mamon and Chiyav Misa. Says the Gemara, Hach Mayaskinon, Kigon Shetachav Lo Chaveiru Latoch Piv. You never picked it up. Your friend stuck it into your mouth. That's the case that you can have a simultaneous. So therefore, the Kinyan happened at the same moment. Says the Gemara, no, it's still not true. Sof, sof. Kivan dila asye kanye. One, you're chewing it. Then you're kona it right then. Right when you're chewing it. Mischayev benafsha lo havi adabawa. And you're not chayev misa until you swallow it. Till you swallow it. So you see, it's still not simultaneous. Stop time. Chewing and swallowing. Interesting discussion in the Achronim. When do you say, we say kedei achilas pras, right? My, you gotta eat it within 3 and 9 minutes. When does that start? Does that include the chewing time or only the swallowing time? Right? Matzah. It takes a while to chew the matzah till it goes down. So is that included? So this Gemara sounds like it's not included. Not included because the Gemara says there's the chewing and there's the swallowing. Chewing and the swallowing. There's even, there's an amazing Ritva. The Ritva quotes our Gemara. The Ritva in Sukkah Taflam and Hay. The Ritva says there that if you steal matzah and you eat it, yotzei, is it mitzvah b'aveira or not? The Yerushalmi says you're not yotzei, mitzvah b'aveira. The Bavli does not say anything about it. So the Ritva says, you're yotzei. It's not a mitzvah b'aveira. Why? Because at the moment that you chew it, it is shinui. Shinui kona. You violate the Isser Geneva then. It's no longer stolen matzah. It's no longer stolen matzah it's chewing. And the time you swallow it, it's something else. You have to pay back money. You don't have to pay back this. This is disgusting. You don't have to pay this back, so you're yotzei the mitzvah. Masak zula, you're yotzei with. It's not a mitzvah, baba veira, said the Ritva, based on our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, you see, you look at the chewing separately and the swallowing separately. So that's the Gemara's question. It's still not simultaneous. Answer, kigochetachav lo dotoch beisabliya. Oh, he stuck it all the way down. There, he didn't even have to chew it. He stuck it all the way into his mouth, and therefore it's, you didn't have the separate stage of chewing. So says the Gemara, Echi Dami, I don't understand. E demati lahadure, if he could spit it out. Nadar, he should have to spit it out. And then, if he doesn't, he is. There is a separate stage. He is koneh at the moment that he decides not to. E lo mati lahadure, am I chayiv? And if the friend stuck it all the way down and he can't, like, spit it out, then he shouldn't even be chayiv mamon, because he didn't take it. So the Gemara has three answers. Lo tsricha demati lahadure de'atchak. Answer is, he can, but with difficulty. He can spit it out with difficulty. So, there is no, says Rashi here, with difficulty, meaning, even if he spits it out, it's going to be disgusting. And therefore, he's not chayiv gzela for not spitting it out. Amayka machayiv islay, why is he chayiv money then? Just for the hana'a that he got from somebody else's property. So that happens at the same time, that it goes down, and he's chayiv kares. So that is the Masad Rei Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar, go to talk of the Chavero, Mashkin, Mishal Trum, the Chavero. What if it was liquid? If it was liquid, so then also the same thing. You can't spit it out, it's going to be disgusting. So you're only Chayef for Hanas Meyaf. And number three, Rav Ashi Amar, Bizar Shachal Truma Mishalo, Vikara Shirayan Shal Chavero. Maybe the case of Zar Shachal Truma is where there's a totally different Chiyam Mamon at that exact moment. As I'm eating Truma, I rip, I'm Mazik, my friend. His property. So that's where he would say it. And the assumption is, gotta underline this Rashi on top, the Svira Leila Ravashi, second line, Misa Lazeh, Vitashlumin Lazeh, Pater. Usually we say, it's the same exact act. That's Mechayiv mi Misa and Mamon. Here, there's two totally different actions. I'm eating Truma, and I'm Mazik, your property. Right? I pour bleach over your shirt. Right? The same exact moment. Those two actions have nothing to do with each other. They happen to be simultaneous. So that's miso lazeh umamon lazeh. That, according to this suggestion, is going to be putter as well. Again, there's more to talk about on the bottom of the previous amud. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Tomorrow, Hashem, will be regular daf. Mezheb Shushan Purim will be put up from the last cycle. Okay, but Mezheb tomorrow will be regular.